Monday night, or Liyud Beis Sivan, Bar Halacha, and Chaydus Halbogus.
So we're doing Hilchos Brachos. Now, normally when you make a bracha on something, Birchas Hanenin, and maybe other types of brachas too, but we'll talk about Birchas Hanenin, you're supposed to hold the food in your right hand. And if you're a lefty, then you're supposed to hold it in your left hand, because it's the chashivas of the bracha, and that's how you're supposed to do it. Bread is different. Bread, you're supposed to place your 10 fingers on the bread. And there's a reason for it.
Wow.
The reason is, it's supposed to remind you, if you just put your 10 fingers on the bread, you haven't really accomplished much. It's supposed to remind you of the 10 mitzvahs that are associated with producing bread, going back to Kilayim, and Lo Tachrosh B'Shor B'Chamor Yachad, and Lo Safsam Shor B'Disho, Leket Shik Hapeya. Look up, there's a list of 10 mitzvahs that are associated with producing bread. And there's also the bracha of Hamotzi is 10 words, and various psukim in Tanakh, which talk about how Hashem provides us with our sustenance, have 10 words in it. Matzmiya chotzer la behemo ve'esav la avodas ha'odom lo'ti lechem in ha'oretz. Einecho le'ilachi yisaveiru v'yatono se'ilem m'sachlam b'yito. Eretz chitul sarah gefen usayin avrimen eretz Hashem l'dvosh. I hope that was 10. And v'yitan l'chohu elokim mital ha'shemayim mishmanei ha'oretz v'rov d'agon v'sirosh. I hope that was 10. And if you want to know what 10 is, learn Maral. Okay. Now we go back to, so bread you have to put 10 fingers on, unlike other foods that you hold in your right hand. We're going to Shar HaPrishus now in Chodesh Halvavus. And Shar HaPrishus, Prishus is abstinence, restraining yourself. And we will see as we go through the Shar that there are two benefits. First of all, the benefit of restraining yourself from Gashmius. And the very fact that you're exercising your self-control muscle is an end in itself, as the Chodesh Halvavus will explain. That's gufa a purpose in this world, to exercise self-control. Omar, says the Chodesh Halvavus, kimin shedibarnu le'el b'cheshben odim in nafsho l'ashem yisroman v'yushadar. He talked in Shah Cheshben HaNefesh about things that a person has to think about. V'arei ha'prishus ba'olam echod me'ofani ha'cheshben. One of them was Precious, to think about the importance of Precious. It was number 25. And we said last night, he says there, you have to think about, a person has to choose. You either love Olam Hazeh or you love Olam Haba. It's like having two wives, he says. This is before Rabbeinu Gershom's Gzeira. It's like having two wives, he says. Rabbeinu Bachya, the Chalos Halavos, was before Rabbeinu Gershom. He says, you can't make both wives happy. You make one happy, the other one won't be happy. It's like Eish and Mayim, not the two wives. The soul and the guf is like Eish and Mayim. You can't, it's not a mix. You have to choose one or the other. You have to do the guf because you have to be healthy, and you have to be healthy and you have to maintain the guf, or else the neshama is going to leave it. But you can't play both worlds. So that's what he said in number 25 in Shar Cheshben HaNefesh, and he's going to elaborate on that whole thing. The whole Shar HaPrishus is going to explain about Prishus. Ra'isi l'nachon, therefore, so you can think about it theoretically, but now I'm going to write Bepoil. What does Prishus mean? How much? How little? What yes? What not? Why is it important? How do you do it? Etc. L'hasmich l'kach, to put next to Shar Cheshben HaNefesh, Bir Sugi HaPrishus, the different types of Prishus, the tiur and the description of chiyuv ma shemehem chova al anshei haTorah, the description of the obligation that someone who follows Torah or shomer Torah mitzvahs has to exercise precious to one degree or another. Machmas ma sheyesh behen mikiyim hados, it will maintain your Judaism, meaning your spirituality, if you practice precious. The ha'olam and your olam hazeh will be much healthier, much more gishmak, much more enjoyable, much more attainable, much more usable, user-friendly. Your olam hazeh will be more user-friendly if you exercise precious. That's your good. V'shalvas hanefoshos, and you'll be calm. You won't spend your whole day, ooh, I didn't do this, ooh, I didn't do that, ooh, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. You'll be calm. Your nefesh will be calm, b'shnei olamos, you'll have the best of both worlds. In this way you'll have the best of both worlds, if you practice precious. Okay.